KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Definitive book on watches, and wait till you hear what's going on in the world of watches. That's coming up this first hour. Second hour, we're going to talk to Matt Wolf, entertainment reporter, guru. We're going to talk to him about this Warner Brothers purchase from Paramount, also some of the latest movies and TV shows out there. And then Theo Lewis-Clark is going to be joining us. It's Hollywood Exec for a Day. And then in hour number three, it's all about phone calls. But we start off tonight with some sad news. Pop icon Neil Sedaka passed away at the age of 86. Some of his songs, Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, not to mention Laughter in the Rain, the list goes on and on. Neil Sedaka passes away at the age of 86. Did I mention Calendar Girl? Did I mention Love Will Keep Us Together? Bad Blood? Holy mackerel. Neil Sedaka, listen to this. Neil Sedaka grew up in Brooklyn. And in high school, he dated Carole King. He lived across the street from Neil Diamond. Also in his neighborhood was Barry Manilow and Barbara Streisand. Carole King, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Barry Manilow all grew up in Brooklyn at the same time. Holy mackerel. Is that unbelievable? Born in 1939, died at the age of 86. Neil Sedaka passes away tonight. And so, in honor of Neil Sedaka, because the first Victrola we ever had in the house, right? One of those old, you know what they are, those, like consoles. Man, I played Neil Sedaka until the grooves wore out. Man, I loved me some Neil Sedaka as a kid. So in honor of that, we are going to dedicate today's show to the passing of a truly classical music prodigy and a precious, precious songwriter. Teenage pop idol, pop music fixture, Neil Sedaka passes away at the age of 86. We're going to dedicate tonight's show to him. We're back with watches, but a Neil Sedaka on the way out. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance, strengthen and legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. I'm Michael Naranjo, and I'm a veteran. Today, I'm a sculptor. My fingers are my eyes.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year.
With DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
nightly conversation. America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Welcome back, America at Night. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we're going to talk about watches, because watches no longer are made just to tell time. They have become statement pieces. In fact, they have become investment vehicles, and we're going to talk to two people who have written the ultimate book on watches. The book is called Ultimate Collector Watches. We've got Charlotte and Peter Fiel joining us. Charlotte and Peter, welcome to America at Night.
Hello there. Hello.
Hi.
Let's talk about watches in general first, because you don't have watches becoming a statement piece first, and then you have your book coming second. So let's go back in time. When did watches become this sort of newfangled investment vehicle? What happened to watches?
Oh, that's a really good question. Basically, what happened was a crisis, the quartz crisis in 1969, when Seiko introduced the world's first...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Well, they've written a book called The Ultimate Collector Watches. It's a coffee table book, two volumes, and when did you buy baseball cards, you buy stocks, you buy bonds, you buy gold, but people are starting to buy watches as part of their investment portfolio.
Yes, but the real collectors, of course, the ones with the real passion for the subject, are not collecting them for their asset value. They're collecting them for their extraordinariness, you know, their rarity, their exquisiteness. I mean, these things are incredible. You know, these little machines, like the micro components that go into a watch, like a perpetual calendar. So that's a something known as a complication in watchmaking that, in terms of its calendar keeping, accounts for every fourth leap year. I mean, it's an incredibly complicated set of mechanical devices and cogs and gears and things to keep track of that, and all without a single line of code. I mean, it's extraordinary. And so with the onset of the quartz, so-called quartz crisis in the Swiss watch industry, there are a whole new generation of collectors that began recognizing how special these wristwatches were, okay? And hitherto, all the watch collecting was in pocket watches. And it really wasn't until this auction in Geneva, this, you know, landmark auction, where all of a sudden certain brands, certain reference models of watches came into the sort of public attention and began, you know, generating a huge amount of interest. You know, we've got 100 of the greatest, most desirable, most exceptional, extraordinary watches in this book, and the average value is $2.12 million. Average. Okay? So we're, you know, it is not unusual for a watch to sell for over $10 million. Mm-hmm. That's not unusual these days.
But it's the watches, you would think, hearing about a $2 million watch is gold-plated with the Hope diamond in the middle, right? It's not necessarily decked out in diamonds and jewels, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Some of the most valuable watches are the most simple. Some of them are even so-called time-only watches, right? So there are no complications. All it does is just tell the time. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with, you know, how rare it is in the first instance. You know, many of the watches that we show in this book, they're unique. They're one-offs, you know, one-of-a-kind watches. And you know, sometimes the value is driven by who owned them. Like, say, for example, there's the most famous watch collector ever was this very wealthy New York banker called Henry Graves, Jr. He was the greatest collector of Patek Philippe watches. And his first ever wristwatch, which was a 1927 Patek Philippe minute repeater. Okay, so that's another complication that, you know, it chimes the hours, the half hours, and the quarter hours. Okay, and this particular model was made specifically for him. And there's a school of thought that it was the first ever minute repeater wristwatch made by Patek Philippe. So that in itself is a really big deal, right? But this watch, the fact it was owned, it was Henry Graves' first wristwatch, this Patek Philippe, and it sold in 2019 for $4.6 million at Christie's.
All right, so
but that is by no means the most expensive.
Yeah, and I think also, the market has really matured in the last sort of 20 years. Because say 20 years ago, you'd have certain watches, and it didn't really matter what material they were made of, whether it was gold, platinum, stainless steel. They all were about the same. Now, there's so much more scholarship in the market that people know, okay, there were only 3 stainless steel ones made, but 100 gold ones. So it's actually the stainless steel ones that are the really, really
good ones. Yeah, it's completely counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stainless steel, it's a wonderful material, no doubt. But, you know, if you're comparing it to, like, platinum or pink gold, you'd think it would be way less valuable. But no, it has to do with the numbers of these things that were actually made. And it has to do with rarity. And that's one of the main drivers of value. But also, you know, what the brand, who the brand was that made it, what kind of a watch it is. You know, is it an ultra complication? Is it a time-only watch? And then who owned it, you know? Yeah. What was the provenance?
So
there are many different factors that go into value.
Sure.
But we can see the watch market is on fire.
Yes.
And the watch industry in general is in really good shape.
Ultimate Collector Watches, Charlotte and Peter Fiel, our guests. We're going to take a break here in a second. But let's go with the Internet, because the Internet must have just poured gasoline on the high-end watch market, right? You've just been able to get more people to see more watches and then add more demand to these rare watches.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't, absolutely. And I think certain sites like Houdinki, A Collected Man, have been really instrumental in that, in actually educating people. People can go onto their sites and, you know, read about this watch, that watch, historic watches, and they've built communities of watch collecting people. And I think actually one of the things about watch collecting is most watch collectors are male, and it's a really good conduit for male bonding. You know, men like to bond over talking about, you know, shared interests, and watches is one that, you know, most men can understand and appreciate.
Well, it's worth mentioning that one of the attractions of a watch, a nice watch, is that it's one of the only accessories that a man can wear without raising eyebrows, you know? I mean, it's really a nice thing to have, you know, and you can see why men get, you know, create collections of watches, and it's you know, because you can actually wear it and people can appreciate it to know something about watches.
Was COVID had a huge impact because people were stuck at home and they were, you know, using the internet to go to these sites to buy watches and everything else. And there was a huge peak during COVID of the market. You know, values soared during COVID and then have, like, settled down a bit and there's been a correction in the market. But yes, again, you're absolutely right. The internet had a huge impact.
There's a huge knockoff world of watches. How big of that is a problem when it comes to buying these nice watches?
Not much of a problem at all, because really the way the market works, it's the same for collector cars. We did a book on that. I mean, that was the first book in the series. So we're focusing on the world of collecting. And I might add here that, you know, Charlotte's just finishing a PhD where really the main thrust of it is on the psychology of collecting. And she's probably going to be one of the world's leading authorities on the psychology of collecting once you finish it, right, Charlotte? it's happening. Yeah. But anyway, so the thing is, the market at the important end, okay, is driven by the sale rooms. So these are the auction rooms. And the ones that really dominate are in Geneva, obviously, and then New York, and then Hong Kong. Those are the three major centers of watch auctions, okay? And then there's this whole layer of very reputable and scholarly dealers underneath. You know, somebody that's going to be spending a huge amount of money on a watch just doesn't do it casually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what they're buying into is, you know, the mechanical geniusness of the people that made it, the history behind the brand, the beauty of the thing. You know, so knockoffs, you know, the sort of things that you can buy cheaply in Southeast Asia, whatever, they have no bearing at all on the high end of watch collecting. It's all very, very carefully controlled by the sale rooms, by the brands themselves, by dealers, by the collectors. You know, it's a whole community. It's just like cars. Like, you can't imagine having a knockoff Ferrari, really, can you?
Right, yeah. The book is called Ultimate Collector Watches. It just came out. It's a two-volume set. You can get it where all fine books are sold. And it talks about some of the greatest, most legendary vintage the world has ever seen.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
We're talking watches, watches in the 21st century on America at Night tonight. And it's an interesting conversation with two people who have written the book, The Ultimate Collector Watches. It's a two-volume coffee table book about watches, Charlotte and Peter Fiel. Charlotte and Peter, let me ask you this question. Where did watches come from? Tell me give me a primer on where was the first watch? How did it all start?
It is one of the most interesting things that we discovered to our amazement on our first research trip to Geneva. And, you know, one might ask themselves, how is it that Switzerland, such a small country, should so dominate this world of mechanical watchmaking? Well, the story goes back to the 16th century, to John Calvin, who moved to Geneva and was like the main kind of like instigator of the Protestant Reformation. And while he was basically running Geneva from the cathedral there, he issued an edict that said there shall be no more gratuitous wearing of luxury goods. So what happened was all the fantastic goldsmiths and jewelers that were working in Geneva, they were all of a sudden out of work. So what did they do? They turned to clockmaking. And clockmaking then turned into pocket watchmaking. And pocket watchmaking then turned into wrist watchmaking. And the interesting thing is that there's this incredible hub of expertise in this most beautiful Swiss valley called the Valley de Joux in the Jura Mountains. And what happened was many of the farmers who had nothing to do, you know, over the winter stayed indoors and just made components for first clocks and then watches and then wristwatches. And they became so skilled over time. And they'd take their components over the hills into Geneva when the snow melted, and they'd be assembled in Geneva by the different brands. But isn't it ironic that here's John Calvin, right? I mean, Geneva was called the Protestant Rome. That's how important the city was, right, in the 16th century. Isn't it ironic that it's the Swiss watch industry now is known for one thing, luxury watchmaking,
yeah.
Contrary to Calvin's edict, right?
The book is Ultimate Collector Watches. Let's talk about some of the watches in the book. You point out some famous people, and right, it's the watch is famous because of somebody who owned it. You've seen Neil Armstrong's watch. I can only imagine the watch Neil Armstrong wore.
Well, that's an interesting story because it's in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, as all the NASA watches are. And the reason for that, I mean, no one really thought about it, but I mean, all those watches issued, Omega Speedmasters, by the way, issued to the astronauts. I mean, starting with Gemini, the Mercury astronauts had their own watches, and we have one that was owned by John Glenn when he was part of the Mercury program. But anyway, so after each mission, the astronauts had to return their watches, or when they retired, I guess, from NASA, they had to return their watches because they were government property. And so Neil Armstrong's watch is in the Smithsonian, but the important thing is this. It wasn't on the surface of the moon. He left it in the LEM as a backup. So Buzz Aldrin's Speedmaster was, in fact, the first wristwatch on the surface of the moon. But when he was asked to return it to the government, it got, in inverted commas, lost in the post. So Buzz Aldrin's watch, it's, no one knows where it is.
Somewhere out there.
But all the other ones are in the Smithsonian.
It might be in Buzz Aldrin's dresser drawer, but who knows?
Well, I'm not saying anything.
What about Albert Einstein's watch?
Okay, so this watch is the one I'm most proud of bagging for this book, because this, I mean, here, Albert Einstein redefined our concept of time. So the wristwatch he wore, you'd think, is kind of important, right? So anyway, the watch that we show is the 1929 Longines, and it was gifted to him in Los Angeles by the Jewish Community of America. In thanks for everything he did. That was in 1931 he got the watch, and it was inscribed. And okay, so people have known about this watch. Like, it's a mythical thing, but no one had ever really seen it. So I had to get in touch with the head of heritage of Longines in Switzerland, and ask him whether it would be possible, if he knew, to reach out to the owners to see who they were and whether they'd be amenable to us photographing the watch for inclusion in the book. And good Lord, he did that, and they agreed. And it's two Russians, a father and a son, in Washington, D.C., of all things, right? And yes, they had this watch, and they were agreed to us sending around a photographer to their home and specially photographing it for inclusion in the book. But the story behind this watch is just astonishing, because Albert Einstein was having an affair with a Russian lady, and she was almost certainly a Russian spy. So this is why Oppenheimer didn't have Einstein on the Manhattan Project. A lot of people don't know this. I mean, he was too important to kind of like ban or, you know, exile from the U.S. They kept him at Princeton, but they didn't let him on to the Manhattan Project because they knew that he was having this affair. And so anyway, when the war ended and this Russian lady had to go back to the USSR, he gave her this watch, and she had it for years. And when she passed away, it went to her son, and it was her son that consigned it to auction in Geneva many years ago, which is where this Russian father and son collector duo bought it. And they were obviously fascinated with the backstory, and that's, we tell the story in the book. And I should say, by the way, you know, this is not really a coffee table book. It's big and with luxurious photographs, but there's over 200,000 words of text in it. I mean, it took us 3 years to make this thing, right? I mean, this is a serious piece of scholarship. And, you know, when people describe books as coffee table books, it sort of implies a certain content lightness, you know, in terms of text. This book couldn't be further from that. It's a real piece of scholarship, and we're super proud of having done it and all the effort that we put into it.
Sure, absolutely, and I didn't mean to impugn your work. I just
not at
sort
all,
of
not at all. No, no,
trying
no,
to
no,
give a
all.
Sense of great pictures,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Also great stories as well. What's that Albert Einstein watch worth today? Do we have any idea?
Wow, that's a good question. My personal guess, you're probably looking at $4 to $5 million anyway.
Really? Yeah. One more I want to ask you about in the book, Ultimate Collector Watches with Charlotte and Peter Fiel. Paul Newman's watch. Tell me about Paul Newman's watch.
Oh, wow. We have Paul Newman's Paul Newman. Again, it was a real go find it and catch it and bring it back. And really what was interesting about this book more than anything else, it was the thrill of the chase of these watches. It was finding where they were, you know, making the contacts, getting the, you know, images, whether they existed or if they didn't exist, getting them photographed. So, yeah, the Paul Newman watch was a really big game trophy.
What that watch is, it's a Rolex Daytona. So that model is super collectible in its own right. Then you have variations on that Daytona with the so-called Paul Newman dial. So it's a certain style of dial, certain color, and the sub-dials are a contrasting color, like they're black on a white primary dial. So this is Paul Newman's Paul Newman Daytona, okay? And the thing about it is, the thing that makes the Daytona so collectible is it's a chronograph. So it's like a stopwatch, okay? And a lot of racing drivers and people involved in competitive events where speed is measured, they'll have a chronograph watch. And this is one of the best, you know, chronographs you can buy, Rolex kind of, you know, in terms of like so-called sports watches, mm-hmm. Rolex really dominates, and the Daytona is probably their premier, you know, mm-hmm. in that regard. So, again, it's the brand, Rolex, the type of watch, the chronograph, and then beyond that, it's a Paul Newman dial, and then it's the provenance, Paul Newman. So this watch sold for nearly $18 million in New York a few years ago.
Wow.
$18 million.
Wow, I would think that the Albert Einstein watch would be worth more than the Paul Newman watch, but a Paul Newman's Paul Newman, I guess, has a lot of cachet to it. I had a jeweler tell me that a used Rolex, well, I mean, you buy a car and you drive it off the lot and it goes down in price. Rolex, you buy today, there's a very good chance that it'll be worth more tomorrow, and that used Rolex or a experienced Rolex is oftentimes much more valuable than a new Rolex.
Oh, completely. I mean, yeah. I mean, totally. And I think sometimes it's quite, you can't tell when you see a Rolex.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
In 10 years.
It's probably worth mentioning the extraordinary breadth of the demographic of the watch collecting community. I mean, age doesn't matter, nationality doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is passion for the subject, right? And it's unbelievable. I mean, I think the watch collecting demographic is bigger than the car collecting demographic. Well, it must be because they're generally less, you know, at the high end, they're less money. There's less money involved. You know, I mean, if you're wanting to buy a very, very special Ferrari today, you've got to spend tens of millions where, you know, you can buy a really super nice watch for only a couple million.
Also, you can. No, Peter, come on. You can also collect at the bottom end and have really great fun. I have I have a little watch collection that's nothing like anything in our book. And, you know, you can get some fabulous watches for, you know, maybe even $50 and have enjoyment from them. And there's actually nothing better than waking up in the morning and thinking, well, what watch shall I wear today? And I totally get why men, you know, collect watches. And you can do it at any level. You know, there's a lot of fun being had to go, you know, into a flea market or a yard sale and find, you know, treasures. I found a wonderful Porsche design IWC watch for whatever, $20 in a car boot sale in the UK.
You
can do it.
I was walking in the streets of Venice one day, and the back street of a back alley of a back alley of a back alley, and I was looked at this window and saw this most beautiful watch. It was 125 euro. And I was late to get back to the hotel, and I'll come back, and I never can, and I didn't get the name of the watch or the picture or anything. I just broke my heart that I never bought that watch, and it was only 125 euro. But let me leave you with this, Charlotte and Peter Fiel, the authors of a great book out there, The Ultimate Collector Watches, where all fine books are sold. Let's go back to where we started this conversation, and that is with the Swatches. And you said how Swatch helped save the watch industry. I had a great Swatch in college. It was black on black. It had a black face, a black band, and black numbers. And I had to sort of, you know, just sort of move my wrist to the right sort of angle of the light so I could read the numbers. I lost that thing. Please don't tell me that's worth $1 million today.
Well, people collect. I mean, that's often, as Charlotte was mentioning earlier, where people start watch collecting, and then they graduate up to mechanical watches. And
I actually know that watch you're talking about because I had one. I had a woman's one, and it was so stunning. It was real sort of matte black.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, but it was like the first family of Swatches, and yeah, super collectible.
I don't
actually know exactly how much, but yeah, I'd love one.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's Charlotte and Peter Fiel, who have written the book and put together the book, The Ultimate Collector Watches. Charlotte, when you finish with your new work, make sure we are on the list. We'd love to have you back and talk more about it. The Mind of a Collector. I think that would be fascinating as well. But the book.
That would be a privilege.
You got it. Ultimate Collector Watches. Talking about high-end watches. A fascinating conversation with Charlotte and Peter. Charlotte, Peter, thank you very much for spending time with us. Good luck with the book and good luck down the road.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You got it. America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention TaxSlayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to CoachToCureMD.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Coaches Cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
We are lamenting the passing of an icon tonight. Neil Sedaka passes away at the age of 86. He was taken to the hospital earlier today, and then died there. The cause is not immediately known. He wrote and co-wrote some of the most definitive songs of a generation. And I still can't believe that on a block in Brooklyn, he hung out with Carole King. He dated Carole King in high school. And also, he hung out in high school with a guy named Neil Diamond. And he hung out with Barbara Streisand and this other guy, Barry Manilow, all in high school. Think about that for a second. Talk about a time and place. There should be a movie or a book about the block in Brooklyn that produced all of those people. Must have been an incredible time. He was born in 1939 in Brooklyn. And, you know, that's also the famous Brill Building in New York. And it's just, I guess it would be just north of Times Square. Last time I was in New York, I walked by the Brill Building just to say I was there. But it is, that's where all the songwriters went. And if you were a songwriter, you went to the Brill Building in New York City, and you walked in and you tried to pitch your songs. And it was like a mini Hollywood. And for songwriters in the 50s and 60s, that was where you went to try and cut your chops. So we are dedicating today's show to Neil Sedaka and the passing of a true legend. Stay right there. We're getting started. Matt Wolf's going to join us. Maybe we'll talk a little Neil Sedaka with him. But we got to talk some movies. We also have to talk what's going on with this Paramount buyout in Warner Brothers. Also, the new Paradise is out. We got to talk to him about all sorts of things. Matt Wolf is our go-to entertainment guru. And then Hollywood exec for a day, Theo Lewis-Clark, is going to come in. He has three projects. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. We need to figure out which is the real one and which is the fake one. And then, third hour, it's open phones. So we're just getting started. Stay right there. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could carry out a friendly takeover of Cuba as tensions between Washington and Havana reach a new high. President Trump says that after decades, Cuba could be on the brink of change.
We've had a lot of years of dealing with Cuba. I've been hearing about Cuba since I'm a little boy, but they're in big trouble, and we could very well, something could, I think, very positive for the people that were expelled or worse from Cuba that live here. You know, we have people living here that want to go back to Cuba, and they're very happy with what's going on.
It's been 67 years since Fidel Castro took control of the island and instituted a communism there, of course. In a deposition, former President Bill Clinton saying earlier today he did nothing wrong, nor did President Trump, involving Jeffrey Epstein.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. James Comer is the committee chair.
Ms. Clinton deferred a lot of questions to her husband today. We already had a big portfolio of questions for him, and that increased yesterday.
Robert Garcia is the top Democrat on the committee. He wants to hear from President Trump.
He appears in the Epstein files next to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell almost more than anybody else. So it's time for the president to answer questions about why files are missing from the DOJ, why there's been a White House cover-up.
Today's hearing is behind closed doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he's not happy with the latest talks on Iran's nuclear program, but has indicated he'll give the negotiators more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East. He spoke on Friday after U.S. envoys held another inclusive round of direct talks with Iran in Geneva. As American forces gather in the region, the president has threatened military action if Iran does not agree to far-reaching a deal on its nuclear program. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A tangle has broken out between a member of the gold medal-winning USA hockey team and the White House media team.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Paramount is set to buy Warner Brothers Discovery after Netflix dropped out of bidding, setting up another major Hollywood merger. Netflix says the price no longer makes financial sense. Paramount topped Netflix's earlier offer and aims to buy the whole company. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Mark your calendar for an upcoming Celestial show.
A blood red moon will grace the skies for a total lunar eclipse, and there won't be another one until late 2028. The spectacle will be visible Tuesday morning from North and Central America and the western part of South America. Australia and Eastern Asia will see it Tuesday night. During a full lunar eclipse, the Earth is between the Sun and Moon, casting a shadow that covers the full Moon. The Moon looks red because of stray rays of sunlight filtering through the Earth's atmosphere. Rich Thomason reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted 30 more people tied to a protest at a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those are already under arrest. The protest January 18th led to the arrests of independent journalist Don Lemon and a local activist Nakima Levy Armstrong. Both have pleaded not guilty to civil rights charges. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Day, who are we going to go to? Matt Wolf, entertainment guru who knows just about everything in the business. Good friend of the show, Matt Wolf. Welcome back, my friend.
Listen, man, you must really be having some lack of sleep right now if you're turning back to me. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, dude. What, really? I mean, did it snow that much in your neck of the woods that you're, like, hallucinating? What? Oh, wait, it didn't snow over there. Okay,
that's
right.
That's right. Let's check in. How did you handle the snow in New York? How much did you get, and how did you dig out?
Well, you know, like everything happens when 3 feet of snow suddenly comes down, you just hunker up, break open the bottle of Tito's, and just be done with it. You know, actually, a lot of it is melted, believe it or not. Like, it's going to be like almost spring-like here in the city, like almost 50 degrees tomorrow. But it's hard to believe, like, just days ago, they were using, you know, mine removal equipment to get the snow out of here. I mean, it was something else. But then, you know, you hunker down and as to your suggestion, start watching Love Story. And, man, what a flick that is. What a series. We got to talk about that after this whole Netflix Paramount thing.
We will talk about it. But this Paramount deal, let's get to it, because Paramount now buys Warner Brothers. And this rivals Disney. This rivals Fox. This is a game changer. Talk about how big this really is.
I mean, we talked about this, you know, last month when Netflix was in the running, right, for $82.7 billion for a takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. And we all lamented on how, like, you know, this was, you remember when Netflix was that little company that started out in a garage, basically, and now it had the power to completely change Hollywood as if it hasn't already? Well, you know, Paramount was always the outlier, right? They were, you know, they just kept coming at it over and over again. And you still think, you know, it's still going to be Netflix. But in a really shocking turn of events in the last 24 hours, you know, you can make all the jokes you want. Warnamount, as a lot of people are calling this company now. $111 billion this thing is worth, okay? Paramount just came in and just offered them the barn and then some. $31 a share versus Netflix's offer of 27 $75 a share. And Netflix had 4 days to match. You know, McGraw, they said, you know what, we're out. Good luck to you, right? Now, Paramount's bids includes also the $2.8 billion breakup fee. Can you imagine this? There's a breakup fee that Warner Brothers Discovery owes Netflix. So the transaction should be clean, right? Must be nice with that sort of numbers. But there's a lot of hurdles to cross, as you can imagine. Regulatory scrutiny from the Department of Justice, the Senate, that sort of thing. But it looks like it's going to clear at this point because Paramount really played a shrewd move here. Check this out. In the event that they would win this thing last week, this is crazy, but again, super smart. You know, Paramount preemptively went ahead and started filing paperwork with the Department of Justice through their chief legal officer, and he's looking to expedite the process should Netflix's offer fall through, which it did on Thursday. Essentially, they completed the merger review with the feds before they even secured the deal, just in case. That's crazy, but, you know, that's just one of the many, many things that makes this deal, so, you know, such an eye-opener, dude.
All right, let's talk about that breakup fee for a second. You're saying Paramount's got to pay Netflix $2.7 billion because the deal broke up?
$2.8 billion, a breakup fee. Can you imagine?
Wow. I wouldn't feel so bad about Netflix, right? I mean, we should have tried to buy it and then broke up with them. That's a pretty good dowry on the way out the door. Holy mackerel.
My goodness.
We were talking earlier today. You said something interesting. In a sense, you said that for the movie theaters, this might be the lesser of two evils. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, you know, the flip side of all this is, like, listen, it's about the movie theater owners here to a certain extent. You know, they were not happy with the Netflix end of things when this was on the table because Netflix is coming in with the streamer model, right? They thought that because if a Netflix merger would have gone down, it could have messed with the theater release windows for all of these major Warner Brothers films that will be coming. Even though Netflix said it would have kept it to a 45-day window, you know, in the theaters, you think, like, you know, well, for a company that bases all of their, you know, product on home streaming, how are you really going to keep that in? You know, and this end of the industry, McGraw, they haven't quite recovered yet from the pandemic, from the rise of all these streaming services, and plus the strikes as well. You know, they're struggling to get back to that 2019 state of mind, and it's tough. So now comes this proposition with Paramount, and it's still, you know, a contracting move here. Two huge legacy movie houses about to consolidate if all goes well. And, you know, does this equal lesser movies being released? That's the rub that people are concerned with here.
Interesting. Let's talk about the TV side of this, because a lot of people mention CBS and CNN are going to be owned together. A lot of people are lamenting it, worried, oh my goodness, regulatory issues aside, they're worried the White House is going to start writing news copy for CNN or whatever else. putting all that aside for a second, economies of scale, right? NBC has MSNBC,
yeah.
ABC has their own digital and cable stuff. This could be an interesting move to sort of help breathe some life into CNN, and, you know, to sort of use some of those resources together, you could, if done right, you could see a pretty powerful news organization.
Absolutely, but there is, as you can imagine, lots of concern right now over CNN. You know, journalistically, as you mentioned before, with this proposed merger, listen, the CNN CEO, Mark Thompson, said, you know, listen, let's not everybody jump to conclusions just yet about the future. But, you know, McGraw, listen, you say merger, no matter how big or how small, you also have to think of the human aspect of this whole thing, too. Are jobs going to be on the line? They're going to get rid of duplication, that sort of thing. Where is it going to go? And in this world of mass media consolidation, which is basically run-of-the-mill, that's what they're contending with right now. I think, you know, you bring up an interesting point about maybe this is reinvention time for CNN. You know, you have to keep evolving. You have to keep changing. You have to keep finding new ways to maintain your audience. That's what's most important, because in this day and age, whether it's streaming, whether it's satellite, whether it's terrestrial, you know, programming, everybody is fighting for a piece of the pie right now, and it gets sticky out there. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Well, first of all, in terms of the assets, they also have Oracle, right, which is a huge, huge computer company.
Massive.
And then they also have 15% of TikTok. So they got the database software with Oracle, and they own 15% of TikTok. So you got streaming, you've got social media, you've got database giant with Oracle, you've got TVs and movies. This is a giant store. That's why I don't think people realize, if they do, they should, but if they don't, this is going to be the 700-pound gorilla going forward.
Uh-huh, and that's why we're still not exactly sure if this is truly a done deal, because when you put all that in, you know, you really start thinking, like, you know, of monopolies and competition and free market and all of that stuff. How are you going to compete with something like that? You know, it's almost akin to how Disney was gobbling up everything in the last decade, from Marvel to Star Wars and Pixar and everything like that. I mean, it makes sense certainly on paper, you know, but then you start thinking of the other guy. You start thinking of choice, and you start thinking of along things of that nature. So, again, we'll see what the next couple of weeks bring as far as, you know, the review of this thing goes.
I want to talk about Love Story, but one more question about this. So go back to 2001 when we woke up that morning when we heard that AOL is buying Time Warner for 160 something million, and everybody said this is the game changer. And it turned out to be arguably one of the worst mergers in the history of mankind. Is it possible that this deal could go south with Paramount and Warner Brothers?
Well, there's always that possibility, right? I always joke around, you know, we love to root for chaos, right? We love to root for something that, you know, all of a sudden you're looking at like, yeah, done deal. And they're like, wait a minute, something's going to happen here. But I don't know, man. You know, from a regulatory standpoint, you're seeing a lot of these.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sit out of the park. And also Paul Anthony Kelly in his first major gig. This is like an unknown actor that they discovered, I think, working at some clothing store in Canada or something like that. And he took some acting gigs, and then he started, you know, just getting noticed here and there. And he scores this gig, and he looks uncannily like JFK Jr. It's quite a thing, and it's on Hulu. And if you guys want to check that out over the weekend, by all means, do so.
Yeah, no, and, you know, Ryan Murphy, tip of the cap to Ryan Murphy. Everything that guy does is just spot on. He's one of the good ones.
Now, you know, this is the first of an anthology series, so I don't know where the next love story goes and who it focuses on, but it's going to be interesting to see what comes after this, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the other thing I love is JFK's buddies are giving him grief, you know, about sleeping with Madonna and being on the cover of, best looking man in America. Shut up. Your socks are stinky or something, right? I mean, it's just the ribbing he gets from his friends and his mom and his sister. And he's trying to date Daryl Hannah, who doesn't come out looking good in this series.
No, she does not. You're absolutely right. But again, a great portrait of the 90s. And it just makes me miss, you know, that time, and especially New York City from that time. We all, you and I think both came up in that area there and everything. It just brings back a lot of good memories too.
Yeah, good stuff. Matt Wolf, that's why he's our go-to. Matt Wolf, keep your phone on. We will call back as needed. Our entertainment guru, thanks for checking in, my friend.
We'll talk to you soon, brother. Take care.
There you go. He's back to watching Love Story on Hulu. We are back in a moment. America at Night. Back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 $100,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Term Busters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Oh, hello, it's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers, like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed, and 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, the phone numbers and text line, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. Listen to this. What was the name of the book by your travel guide, Bill? All of his books are on BillOnTheRoad.com. Here's another text message. Hi, Julie from Minnesota. You can drive or walk by Bob Dylan's boyhood home in Hibbing, Minnesota on the Iron Range. I love Bob Dylan. I am such a fan of Bob Dylan. He lived there from 1948 to 1959. It's privately owned, so you can't tour it. But there is a plaque on the front of the house. It's blocks away from the beautiful, historic Hibbing High School where he attended and where the principal famously pulled the curtain down on him in a school talent show thinking his music was not appropriate. There you go. And the other one, she says... I thought there was, she also said that Hibbing High School is where Kevin McHale went to high school. Here's another one. Catherine, says, you must write a book. I love your stories. Here's another one from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening on KDKA. Called you the first week you were on the air and haven't stopped listening. Love your show. Thank you very much. Here's another one. The original Million Dollar Quartet happened when Carl Perkins and Mickey Gilley were in the studio in Sun Studios working on a track, and Mickey Gilley called his cousin, the Killer, for help, and in walks Elvis Presley to make the Million Dollar Quartet. Look it up. There you go. That's how the text line works. You give us a call, you give us a text, and we read the text on the air. Limited, edited, right? I can only read some of them. I can't read all of them. But I try to get most of them on the air. And if you want to join the menu... The America at Night menu, all you have to do is text in 1-844-2-McGraw, and we will send you a link, and then you register for the link, and then each and every day we'll send you a rundown of the show. It's a way to stay on top of the show and see what guests we got going on, and if you can't catch the show when it's live, you can certainly catch the podcast, where all fine podcasts are hosted. All over the spectrum, they're all podcasted. Everywhere you go, America at Night, take a peek do a search, download it, so you can have it in your queue when you're ready. And then sign up for the texts, 1-844-2-McGraw, so you can find out if there's a guest or an interesting author or a story or conversation you missed that you want to go back and...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA helps veterans and service members become homeowners through the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. The program can help you buy, build, repair, or retain a home. Banks and mortgage companies finance the loan, and VA guarantees a part of it. To learn more, visit va.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, it's Friday night, and every Friday night we play Hollywood Exec for a day. You play along with us. Alex, is the poll question up? I think the poll question is up. Okay,
it's ready to go.
All right, so here's the deal. So the poll question, you guys can play at home, and you text in your vote, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. You do not need photo ID to vote, and you do not need to be registered, and you can vote numerous times, actually. So here's the way the game is played. Theo Lewis-Clark, our Hollywood executive, who is going to be joining us, he has come up with three vehicles. Two of them are real movies that have been greenlit by actual Hollywood executives. One of them has come from his brilliant mind. We have to determine which is real, which is fake. We also do a deep dive in one of the Oscar-winning movies, and then we will he'll try and play Stump the Panel, and if he stumps the audience, then he gets bragging rights for the week. So the audience, here are the first three, and then, of course, chime in, 1-844-2-McGraw. Text 1, 2, or 3 to 1-844-262-4729, depending on which one you think is the fake one. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Theo Lewis-Clark.
And it's a doozy for you this week, people. Let's go with number one instantly. A mysterious man shows up to the county fair with a sleepwalking man who can predict the future. Now, when a series of murders begin, a young man starts to think, that sleepwalker is being controlled by the mystery man to commit these crimes. Or is it number two? A shy, warm-hearted teddy bear living alone in a dusty pawn shop. His only pals are the characters in the books nearby. So one stormy night, he's magically thrust into a book of fairy tales. Now he has to find the courage to rescue Goldilocks from the three ferocious bears. I told you it's a doozy. Or is it number three? A disgraced Wall Street trader flees to Jamaica to lay low, only to get roped in to helping a struggling family run a jerk chicken stand that sits beside a beautiful, serene giraffe preserve. Now, when a corrupt investor tries to buy the land to build a luxury resort, he uses his market savvy and the giraffes to outsmart the investor and maybe even redeem himself. So, yeah, number one, you got the mysterious man, country fair, sleepwalking dude, or you got the shy, warm-hearted teddy bear in the pawn shop, or you got the disgraced Wall Street trader with the jerk chicken stand and the giraffe preserve. So, ponder on that, gentlemen, as
All right.
you don't know what's going on.
All right, here are the options. You choose one, text 1-844-2-McGraw if you think one is the fake one. Text 2 to 1-844-262-4729 if you think number 2 is the fake one, or that same number. That's the same number you use to call in or text. That's the poll question. 1-844-262-4729. Text 1, 2, or 3, and then we will Alex will chime in. Richard will check in. I will chime in. The audience will chime in, and we'll see if you can have the clean sweep and beat all four. What's our deep dive movie tonight, Theo?
You know what? We're going Gladiator. It won the Oscar in the year 2000.
Mm.
So the first thing about the Gladiator, it wasn't supposed to be Russell Crowe, it was Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Mel Gibson was supposed to be your Gladiator. He turned it down. Russell Crowe said, I'll do it.
That was number two. That was, hold on a second. That was Russell Crowe's sort of breakout role, wasn't it?
That was his role. That was the one he really, really said, okay, I'm Russell Crowe. Okay, the second thing is he performed most of his own stunts. He suffered a dislocated shoulder, broken ribs, and a broken hand. He insisted on doing his own stunts like Tom Cruise. And then here's one I thought was interesting. The guy that played Proximo, remember the gladiator trainer?
Okay.
The guy that trained all the gladiators, he died of a heart attack during the filming of the movie. He and Russell Crowe famously did not get along at all. But the best thing about this is he died before all of the scenes were done. So this was one of the first movies to use CGI. One of the very first movies to use the computer-generated imagery because they had to finish the scenes. And so they did it with the computer.
Hmm.
And so, and lastly, the film also plays a secret homage, if you will, to the movies Ben-Hur of 1959 and Spartacus of 1960. So when Maximus is riding across that big battlefield, that's in slow motion, that's Ben-Hur. And then, of course, when he comes in and he's got these big grand entrances, that's Spartacus.
Did you ever see Spartacus?
Saw both of them, but I don't remember them because I was young.
Spartacus was, believe it or not, back in the day, we watched Spartacus in like history class or English class, I think. And they brought in the monitor on that metal. They brought in the monitor on that sort of metal sort of frame that they wheeled in. And I think it was like 2 or 3 days that where we watched Spartacus. And I never would have watched it on my own. But man, Spartacus was a great movie, man.
I saw Spartacus on KPLR TV 11 here in St. Louis, Missouri, late at night.
The cast was Laurence Olivier, Peter Ustinov, Kurt Douglas was for I Am Spartacus, right? I Am Spartacus. All right, it's a story of a slave who was saved, right? He was supposed to die or was a slave for years and escaped and sort of started a rebellion. Yeah, no, Spartacus was a really, really good movie. I don't know if it stands the test of time, but Kirk Douglas, one of the great Hollywood movies of all time. All right, good. And you know, I watched Gladiator once, and I remember it being a good movie, but I don't have many other. Yeah, I remember it being, and then I remember visiting the Roman Colosseum and sort of that Roman Colosseum. Go visit that Roman Colosseum is amazing to see the great
line from Gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Well, and who was the king, right? It was Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Joaquin Phoenix, yes.
Yeah.
He played that role really well. One of his breakout roles.
Yeah, he was the bad, the bad emperor type of deal. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, let's get to it. Let me pull up the poll numbers here. Let me see what we got for the polls.
You might want to go ahead and kind of, give them a brief overview of which one is 1, 2, and 3. One more time.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you give us 1, 2, and 3 again so we know.
Okay, is it number 1, a mysterious man shows up to the county fair with a sleepwalking man who can predict the future. When the series of murders begins, a young man starts to think, hey, that sleepwalker is being controlled by that mystery man to commit these crimes. Mm-hmm. Or is it number 2, the shy, warm-hearted teddy bear? He lives alone in the dusty pawn shop. His only pals, they're the characters in the books that are nearby him on the shelves. So one stormy night, he's magically thrust into a book of fairy tales. Now he has to find the courage to rescue Goldilocks from those 3 ferocious bears. Or is it number 3, a disgraced Wall Street trader flees to Jamaica to lay low, only to get roped into helping a struggling family run a jerk chicken stand that sits beside a beautiful, serene giraffe preserve. And when a corrupt investor tries to buy the land to build a luxury resort, he uses his market savvy and the giraffes to outsmart the investor and maybe even redeem himself.
All right.
Right now, Richard and Alex have no idea.
All right. One, two, or three. We'll start with Alex. Alex, what do you think?
He's no idea.
This week, my gut is telling me it's got to be number two, the bear in the pawn shop. I don't really have a reason. It's just, like I said, I'm just going with my gut on this one.
All right. The shy teddy bear sitting on the shelf that gets off the shelf, jumps into the books, and saves Goldilocks and the three bears. You think that's fake. All right. Richard, what do you got?
I'm going to have to say number three. You got the giraffe, Jamaican jerk shop, and a day trader. It just, there's too much going on there. I have to say number three.
All right, number three. You know, I was leaning towards number three quite a bit. It does sound ridiculously stupid. But remember, Hollywood executives are not that smart.
Right.
I'm gonna say number one, the sleepwalking man who predicts the future. I'm either that's a Twilight Zone or it's been completely made up by the creative mind of Theo Lewis Clark. So I'm gonna say number one. So we've got a clean sweep here. Somebody wins, somebody loses. One, two, or three.
That's horrible.
Now listen to this. Listen to this. The audience is split. 48% say number one, and 52% say number two. So,
right.
Yeah. So nobody in the audience thinks number three.
Nobody in the audience. So 52% and Alex.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
So, this is on Theo's World, and it's called Jerk Chicken and Long Necks.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Jerk chicken and long neck. Richard, I can't believe you guessed that. Wow.
I've never heard no jerk chicken, giraffes, and day trading.
Yeah, that
it
was.
Of course,
I was leaning that way. All right. There you
that's
go.
That's why I did it.
That's how you play Hollywood exec for a day with our Hollywood executive, Theo Lewis Clark. Theo, thanks for checking in. Have a good week, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it. We're also dedicating tonight's show to Neil Sedaka, who passed away at the age of 86. He wrote songs for Carole King. He wrote songs for Captain and Tennille. And later on in his life, he went over to Europe, and as his obituary talks about. Later in life, when he was no longer topping the charts, he went over to Europe and started working with some European bands and helping them out with writing songs and making things work. So the man has got a resume like no one's business. He recorded with the Philharmonic Orchestra of London. He was classically trained at the Juilliard School. He wrote everything from Breaking Up Is Hard to Do to Bad Blood, Laughter in the Rain. Neil Sedaka passes away of 86. And again, I know I've said this before and I'll say it again. Just wrap your brain around this one. He grew up in the same block in Brooklyn. Grew up in the same block in Brooklyn with Carole King. He dated Carole King in high school. Neil Diamond, who lived across the street, he also hung out with Barbra Streisand and Barry Manilow. All in Brooklyn, all at the same time. That is just staggering. They all lived in Brooklyn. What a crazy world we live in. And they all got their start at the Brill Building in New York City. All right, America at Night, back in just one moment.
Miss a portion of tonight's show? Not a problem. Go to AmericaAtNightLive.com to find a replay of every show.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage. Available at CVS and Target.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Well, Bill Clinton testified today at the Jeffrey Epstein hearings. And, yeah, I could only imagine what that was. Apparently, we're going to get the transcripts or we're going to get the video at some point. But somebody, apparently, according to CNN, two different sources familiar with the testimony told CNN that somebody asked, you know, the picture of Clinton in the hot tub with his arms around his head, relaxing in the hot tub, and then just to the right of him, it's hard to pick out, but there's a box with a woman, appears to be a woman with her face blocked out. And apparently, according to two sources, the former president was asked if he had relations with that woman during the testimony. Now, remember the last time he was asked that question under oath. That's what started the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. However, he said he did not. Apparently, he did not equivocate. He did not pause. He just said that he did not. The Justice Department released a photograph of Clinton in the jacuzzi as part of the Epstein files. Hillary Clinton recently told the BBC about that trip that the image came from. He said it was one of the stops that they made to look at philanthropic and charitable work that my husband has done, saving literally millions of lives around the world. Several hours into the president's deposition in Chappaqua, lawmakers asked many specific questions about those appearances, including the flight logs and everything else. Two of the things I think that came out of this that are most interesting was Ghislaine Maxwell wasn't invited to Chelsea Clinton's wedding. She was a plus one. Who knew? She was dating somebody or somebody, and they asked her to be their date. And so, just like every other wedding, you don't know who a guest is going to bring to your wedding. So, go figure. That was interesting. And then there was something else from Hillary that I thought was kind of interesting. The fact that she didn't know anybody. But I'm telling you, man, Republicans are playing a dangerous, dangerous game. If they lose control of the House, you watch them subpoena Melania and Donald to sit for a deposition. And, you know, talk about fireworks, right? If they asked Melania to go, just like they asked her, right? Yeah, you asked Hillary, she went, she did it. Now we're going to ask Melania. She knew him. What can she tell us about it? So this game of tit for tat is just going to get worse. So hold on to your hats. I'm not so sure this hasn't boomeranged and going to come back and hurt our Republicans more than they tried to embarrass the Clintons over all this. But we'll just have to grab our popcorn, put our feet up, and watch the circus continue. Open phones next hour, text messages, phone calls. We'll talk about everything under the sun. It has been a crazy, crazy week. Not to mention, I've been trying to quit caffeine all week, and that's given me more of a headache than Tony in Montreal, if you know what I mean. Start lining up the phone calls. We'd love to hear from you. 1-844-2-McGraw, our executive director tonight.
furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant...
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. As nuclear arms talk with the regime in Iran appear to be making little progress, officials in the Trump administration and in Congress are warning Iran not to test the resolve of America's military. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says time is running out in that very volatile part of the Middle East.
Well, this will be a fateful week ahead, and the last couple of days for Iran to come to its senses and make an agreement that makes sense. Otherwise, I think Israel is inclined to move and do something militarily, and that probably in some measure involves the U.S. inevitably. We'll see what happens, Tony. People need to be in prayer that we can get that resolved. We need this regime to be changed, but we don't want to put boots on the ground to do it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting week.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, later today on the Salem News Channel. Defense Secretary Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain support from the military.
The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's historic rebrand from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years that he considers part of woke culture. The organization began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, and announced in 2017 that it would accept transgender students. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump says he's ordering all federal agencies to phase out use of anthropomorphic technology after the company's unusually public dispute with the Pentagon over artificial intelligence safety. Defense Secretary Hegseth also saying he was designating anthropomorphic as a supply chain risk. It's a move that could prevent U.S. military vendors from working with the company. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Burger King employees are getting a big dose of AI.
Burger King is testing AI headsets that will know if employees say welcome or thank you. AI-powered headsets that can recite recipes, alert managers when inventories are low, and even track how friendly employees are to customers. Restaurant Brands International, the Miami-based company that owns Burger King, Popeyes, and other brands, said it's currently testing the OpenAI-powered headsets in 500 U.S. restaurants.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Stocks sank as Wall Street kept punishing companies that could become losers in the AI revolution. A surprisingly discouraging update on inflation also hurt the market Friday, while oil prices climbed with worries about tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, the Dow dropped 1.1%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.9%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market as investors sought after safer places for their money. Breaking news at townhall.com. An instance of friendly fire at the southern border.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. It turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace 50 miles southeast of El Paso. The military is required to formally notify the FAA when it takes any counter-drone action inside U.S. airspace. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a laser was fired in the area. The last time, it was CBP that used the weapon and nothing was hit. This time, the closure was smaller and commercial flights were not affected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka has died. His many hits included Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and Oh Carol, which was a lament for his high school sweetheart, Carol King. Among those covering his work, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and others, Neil Sedaka was 86. Breaking news at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Had a nice long break and the sneezes came up out of nowhere. I apologize for that. Trying to quit caffeine. I've been somewhat of a caffeine hound for the last number of years. And my caffeine delivery system of choice was Diet Coke. And so I guess, Monday morning I had a Diet Coke and I said, that's it, I'm done. And all week long, man, that caffeine headache is no joke, man. It starts at your nose and it goes up. Sweats, aches, pains. I don't want to make light of this. It's just caffeine. But yeah, anyone went through caffeine withdrawal, that is That is no joke, man. It's so much more fun to do a show without a headache than doing a show with a headache. Tonight, feeling much, much better. So thanks for putting up with me. If I was a little testy earlier in the week, well, now you know why. Tim in Washington, we got into it about Stephen Hawking. A little testy. I was jonesing for a little caffeine hit. But, you know, caffeine's everywhere. I went to a fish fry tonight. We had a great time at the fish fry tonight. And didn't have a soda, didn't have any beverages, but I picked up an iced tea. And I'm drinking the iced tea. I'm like, oh, man. I had like one sip. I was like, man, what are you? Oh, that's the caffeine. Then I ordered some, you know, I got some M&Ms later in the day. And I was like, oh, man, chocolate. It's got caffeine in it. So I only had a couple of M&Ms. So I'm doing my best. But, yeah, trying to wean myself off of caffeine. It is no joke. All right. It's open phones. The hour is all yours. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Boise, you've been holding on way too long. Paul, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I don't mind just kicking back and listening to the show. You know, it's just as entertaining.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. And like I said before, I appreciate somebody with a good sense of humor. It was just dry, except for the Diet Coke part. Sorry about that.
We all have our crosses to bear, don't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I couldn't have put it any better. Yeah. No, it's been 47 years since I recall us having an issue with Iran. And I was a 19-year-old kid, and, man, I wanted to jump in the television screen and put on a uniform and just start running through the sand with an M1 and take care of them. That's what I wanted to do. And
yeah, a lot of people forget. I was a young youngster when the hostages were taken. And I remember the very first Nightline, right, with Ted Koppel. And they would, you know, day 42, day 43, day 117, right? Every single night they did the latest. And then it, you know, 444 days. And I remember I was in science class. Mr. Seidman, I want to say I was in seventh grade. And they broke in the school over the intercom. They said, President... Reagan was sworn in as president, and just moments ago, the hostages left Iranian airspace. And I remember everyone in the class clapped, and they all stopped, and we all ran home and watched it on TV. No, that was a huge monumental moment. And, you know, we don't have those monumental moments anymore. I mean, thank goodness we don't have, you know, hostages being held for 444 days. But, you know, those sort of shared experiences, I don't know if we have those anymore.
Well, I think we have them still, but we don't have them with any kind of frequency. There's such a divide and lack of unity now that it doesn't matter if you win the gold medal, if you're the male skaters on the hockey game, that, you know, one side jumps up and down and claps for them and the other side doesn't care whether or not they, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I would... With the Olympics, I would say that the boys and the girls won it, and it was great, and they tried to get them. Hold on a second. I got another sneeze coming. Oh, I'm sorry. They tried to hang the politics on them, right? All these youngsters wanted to do was go out and win the gold medal for their country, and then when they're done, everyone thrusts the toxic politics on them. And I think they did a great job of trying to stay above the fray. And shame on all of us for superimposing our own political ideology and our own political angst and our own cesspool of anger on these kids who all they wanted to do was play for their country and, stay above the fray and not cause any controversy. And yet, be true to themselves, right? Whether the women who said, look, I didn't like the joke, I was disappointed in it, whether it was the Kachuk brothers who had to deal with the fake post of them, you know, bad-mouthing Canada and the Canadians, I think they handle it all wonderfully. Quite frankly, I think they deserve a gold medal in public relations. And I couldn't be any prouder of either team, not only for what they did on the ice, but off the ice. So that's my two cents.
As far as I'm concerned about Trump and how he reacted to it, I thought he did a pretty good job considering he's, at times,
he's a bore. Shame on him too a little bit, right? I mean, I know he was joking. Is it a federal offense? No. Was it that terrible of a thing, right? I mean, when he's calling Caitlin Collins, when he's dressing her down for asking a question, or, you know, one of the other female reporters calling them ugly or stupid or whatever, right? I mean, that's just so inappropriate and unnecessary, and just, shameful acts by the president of the United States. The joke wasn't that. The joke he made about, oh, if I don't invite the women, they're going to impeach me. That's so mild that if anybody else would have said it, they wouldn't have gotten angry with it. But since they all hate Trump, no matter what he says, everything he does is a five-alarm fire.
Yeah, I would just like to end with this, that he wouldn't hardly be human if he didn't say something like that. I'm guilty of that on a daily basis.
Well,
and I don't have 360 million people looking at me, shaming me for saying something like that. I have a room full of people.
Well, I have more than I got. I make my living with my voice, and I am very sympathetic to those who put their foot in their mouth from time to time, because we all do it. And, you know, we should be, you know, we can forgive those who put insert foot in mouth from time to time. We'd be better off. We would be better off if we apologize and accepted people's apologies a lot more. Paul, thanks for the phone call. Have a good weekend.
I agree. Great call. Thanks.
You got it. Gil. Gil in San Antonio. Welcome to America at Night.
I am. A great Neil Sedaka fan.
Oh yeah,
and I have two. I was born in 1948, and you know, when I was coming of age, his songs were number one. But I have two quick stories for you. First one, you know that he wrote "Old Carol," dedicated to Carole King. Did you know that Carole King wrote a song dedicated to Neil Sedaka called "Oh Neil," an answer to his love song to her? Yeah,
I did not. I did not know that. Yeah, yeah.
I knew they
dated. I didn't know they dated in high school. I didn't know that. I didn't know all those people grew up on the same block or two in Brooklyn. I didn't know that either.
Okay. The second one, in 1975, I was with a friend going to Las Vegas to see Neil Sedaka.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. puts your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to RedingHomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to RedingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Streisand, all in Brooklyn at the same time? Must have been something in the water. Hey, it's open phones, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Text your comments. Give us a call. What are you doing on a Friday night? Where are you? What are you doing? What are you thinking? What's on your mind? Ask me anything. Anything you want to ask me. Want to talk about whatever. Doesn't matter. Baseball, politics, not politics. You name it. Anything we talked about earlier in the week. You want to go rogue. Love it when people go rogue. So open phones continues. America at Night, back in a moment.
Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Being an Army Ranger is a very fast-paced lifestyle. I was clearing weapons cache in Haditha, Iraq, when the building collapsed on me, burying me alive. I spent 6 months in the hospital and a year of recovery. When I was separated from the military, I just felt like I was useless because I only had this one thing that I was supposed to do, and then that one thing was taken away from me. And then one day, I got a call from Wounded Warrior Project. They asked me to come to a workout, and I decided that I was going to get better, both physically and mentally. Now I'm a warrior leader. I create events and opportunities for other veterans locally. Wounded Warrior Project did a phenomenal job reminding me that my injuries aren't going to define who I am. And because of that, I can do anything that I want.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to Catherine in Vancouver. Catherine, welcome to America at Night.
Were you in town when they were doing Muppets in Manhattan, in New York?
Was I in town? You mean was I?
Yeah, when they're filming it.
I don't remember when the Muppets took Manhattan. I might have been a little bit too older for the Muppets. Now I was prime age for Sesame Street and the Sesame Street Muppets, but they weren't Muppets. This is actually very important.
The movie.
No, I understand that. But the only crossover between Sesame Street and the Muppets is Kermit the Frog. Everybody else was totally separate.
Yeah, well, okay, because that's what I want to talk about. Okay?
Yeah.
there is on Frog Radio, and they said some guy named McGraw, right, when they were finished filming, it was heckling Kermit the Frog.
So wait, you heard this? No. First of all, I would never heckle somebody like that. Never, never in a million years.
You said
no. Where did you hear? Where did you hear this from?
Frog Radio. You were going in the restaurant, and Frog Well, Kirby was sitting out there having this, you know, drink. And you went in, we're going in, and you said to Kirby, he said, "Oh, nice frog legs you got there."
Oh,
and you know what?
Yeah.
That was a restaurant. Like, come on!
Catherine, have you been dipping into the sauce a little early tonight? Is she gone? Did we let her go? She might have had one too many. Look, here's the deal. I got a couple phone calls on. I got to take a bottom of the hour break. I do not want to bring you on and cut you off. So we're going to hold you guys through over the break to give you plenty of time on the other side. I do want to mention, though, there was a story. Remember that wildfire in Oklahoma last week that rippled through and devastated all that land? There was another wildfire that swept through central Ohio today. It killed about 6,000 hogs that were trapped in a barn. Workers at the Fine Oaks Farm in London, Ohio, about 30 miles west of Columbus, told investigators that the disaster began when a refrigerator in the break room caught fire. The farm can house up to 20,000 hogs. However, 6,000 hogs were trapped in a barn and burned after a wildfire ripped through a farm. What a terrible story that is. Scott, Dennis, Eduardo in Tampa, we'll get to all of your phone calls. Want to take a break? Make sure I give you guys plenty of time. You want to text in? You want to comment? You can certainly do that at 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We also got a bunch of text messages coming in. We'll get those too, as well to you as well. Lots more to get to. America at Night. Open phones. Back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-6-42.
Everybody calls us.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of the conversation on America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
All right, let's go back to the phones. No more waiting any longer. Let's go to Scott on line one. Scott in St. Louis. Hello.
Yeah, Anthropic, they must have said no to Trump because, you know, he's cutting them off. But what that tells me is that Anthropic has integrity. You know?
Well,
you got like, yeah.
Go ahead. No, I've read this story numerous times, and it's a huge fight, but I don't really understand what's going on. Anthropic said to the Pentagon, don't use our chips in certain ways. And don't spy on Americans and don't use it with autonomous weapons. And the military said, we're not. How dare you insinuate we are? We want to use it for anything we want. We want to use it for whatever we want. We're not using it that way, or the highway. And Anthropic said, well, then you can't use our chips. And everyone's now blown up at this thing. It's a very confusing story.
Well, as soon as I'm able, they're not publicly traded right now. As soon as I'm able and I have the money, I'm going to buy a share of Anthropic because this is a company with integrity that said no to Antichrist Don. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, maybe he's not Hitler. He's the Antichrist. Now, on the opposite side, you have Palantir, which unfortunately I do own one share of their stock, which I'm ashamed of. And they are proud of their 666 tattoo.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I hope you're not a fan of OpenAI. Because OpenAI, their leader, Sam Altman, tweeted out tonight that they have cut some type of deal with the Pentagon.
I thought he supported Anthropic.
Well, hours after the hours later, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, I'm reading from the Associated Press here, announced on Friday that his company struck a deal with the Pentagon to supply its AI to classified military networks, potentially filling a gap created by Anthropic's ouster.
Well, then they followed the example of Palantir, which is Palantir. They helped them to round up the, you know, the immigrants, and they've been helping Israel to commit genocide.
All right. Well,
they
we gotta go. Scott, I appreciate the phone call. I got lots more to get to. Let's see here. Taking them as fast as they come. Dennis in Columbia, Missouri. Thanks for holding on. Dennis, welcome to America at Night. Hello.
Yes, sure, McGraw. I'll do this radio program here on the community radio here in Columbia, and I got a couple of stories you might be interested in.
Okay.
I'll start with the first one, the most recent one. So a couple of weeks ago, I was on the air at 3 a.m. I played a couple of tunes featuring Oscar Peterson at the piano. Clark Terry was at the trumpet. A couple of other guys. Ray Brown was on there. And anyway, after playing the tunes, I mentioned that perhaps the listeners may have heard some of the grunting sounds that Oscar Peterson was making during the performance. They were faint. Okay. But anyway, I went on to explain that the first time I heard about that trait was Earl Garner had the same freak, and he said that it helped him keep the correct beat as he was playing the tunes.
Right.
And I actually got a live listener called in live that morning and said, yeah, he heard what I was talking about, and he mentioned that Lionel Hampton had the same trait. It's the grunting sounds, the extra sounds that they made, particularly, it seemed to run in, like, keyboard artists and that.
Okay. That's good to know.
But anyway.
At least there wasn't anything else. At least they weren't grunting during something else.
Yeah. right.
Anything else? Right. Anything else, Dennis?
Yeah, I got another story here.
Real quick.
Picture yourself in the studio. It's about 3 or 3:30 in the morning. And you pick up a CD. The name of the group is Sylvia Harold and the Rhythm Bugs. And the name of the group, and the name of the CD is The Spider and the Fly. And you play the first tune, which is All the Cats Join In. Pick that up and see if that doesn't throw you against the wall. That's my opening theme.
All right, Dennis, thanks for the phone call from Columbia, Missouri. Let's go to Eduardo in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to America at Night.
Yeah, McGraw, thank you for taking my call. First, I got to say, Laughter in the Rain, that's my bowl for Mr. Sudeikis.
Yeah, I love that song. That is such a great song. Yeah.
It's raining here in Tampa Bay anyways. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. I want to bring attention to this was one of the stories on 60 Minutes, McDermott of West Virginia. This used to be a big coal mining. They don't have water. I mean, it's coming out black or a different color other than white.
Yeah.
These people live in food stamps. They have opioid crisis. I think both sides missed the something they could have brought up on State of the Union night, a story like this from McDermott, West Virginia, because, you know, giving money to some other places, I think if anybody needs money, it's McDermott, West Virginia. So...
Well, you bring up an interesting point, right? And that's the Marjorie Taylor Greene argument: is what are we doing picking a fight with Iran? What's the point? Yeah. What's the point of going in and regime change in Iran when we should use the money on our own issues, right?
Right.
We still have veterans in the streets. We still have towns that have been decimated by all sorts of technology, and we need retraining for our citizens and all these, right? We don't have money to subsidize the health insurance for 20 something million Americans in this country, but we do have money to save the people of Iran from a terrible regime. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene's argument, is that she says she's America first, and America first means America first. It doesn't mean we don't have money for subsidizing our high cost of health insurance, but we, you know, we need to go help the people of Iran. So that's
she should have been the one giving the talk on Tuesday. Yeah,
I mean, look, that's not my argument. That's her argument. Yeah. That she's not MAGA. She's not anti-Trump. She's America first, and that's why it's so weird that Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC are saying a lot of the same things.
Yeah,
which makes people's heads explode. But that's sort of what's going on.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's independent.
Yeah.
All right, McGraw. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Laughter in the Rain. Neil Sedaka. That's a good one. Rich in Florida. Thanks for joining. Welcome to America at Night.
Hey, how you doing, McGraw? Thanks for having me on.
You betcha.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Neil Sedaka, and can I add some comments on Palantir?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so Neil Sedaka, like, I mean, grew up with that, and the fact that he dated Carol King just blows me away, because Carol King, you know, who was her partner, songwriter, is Jeffrey Geffen or something?
Yeah, I saw that Broadway musical, The Carol King Story.
Beautiful.
It was, dare I say, beautiful. It was wonderful. Again, you walk out of there and you're like, I had no idea she was connected to so many songs. But she did have,
incredible.
Yeah. And there's there's a great scene in there where they're in the Brill Building and they are busy, writing songs in the Brill Building. And that Brill Building has come up in numerous musicals. I think the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Jersey Boys, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's in Beautiful Carol King. There's a couple more where they should do a whole documentary on this one building where all these songs were written.
It's incredible. I mean, I heard your comment earlier tonight, like, what was in the water there in Brooklyn, you know?
Right. I mean, Carol King, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, and Barry Manilow. And I'll let you continue, but I went to a Barry Manilow concert, which was phenomenal. I'll tell that story in a minute. Anything else, Rich? You wanted to comment about Palantir?
Okay, singer-songwriters like Carole King. I mean, I grew up with it, and the Neil Sedaka thing, it's a shame that, you know, I mean, he's passed away, and God bless him, but I think that song, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember. I was in grade school, I think, you know, but I remember the big kids, if you will, singing, na 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 na, happy birthday, sweet 16. And, like, you turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. And he kind of, you know, Neil Sedaka kind of stylized. I can't do the song, but of course he said, you turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen, happy birthday, sweet 16.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Best movies of the 21st century. Do yourself a favor.
Wow.
Sit down, grab your wife, grab the kids. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie, Coda. Go see it and call me back and tell me all about it.
Sounds good. One sentence about Palantir?
Yes.
Okay, so they make a lot of revenue. I think it's like 70% government contracts, 30% private industry. And then the whole thing with Peter Thiel, you know, there's like, I don't know if it's good information or bad information, but I think, you know, Palantir, because you know, I think I heard earlier on your show, somebody was like, oh, no, they're 666, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I think some good people. Just like every other company, GM, okay, they prospered during a war. You know, every big corporation. So Palantir, AI, nice platform. A lot of people are buying that platform. So I don't think it's all bad. And yet, I've caused a pause. Like the gentleman before, he had one share and he was sort of fretting over having one share of Palantir.
I think that was more of a statement share than a financial stake in his portfolio.
Right. So, I'm a CPA. I'm going to do some research and see, like, you know, I'd like to figure out, like, hey, AI is here to stay. Let's face it.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, Grok, you know, Elon Musk's thing.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You got to use it. I mean, a lot of accounts are using it.
No, I hear you.
Palantir seems to be getting a lot of scrutiny, and it's Peter Thiel, which hooked up with JD Vance, and you know, so I think some of these things are a coincidence, and some of them maybe there's something there to be aware of. So,
Rich, do yourself a favor. CODA, CODA. Go watch it and make sure you got plenty of tissues because it's a tearjerker. Very, very good.
Thanks so much,
Rich. Yeah. Thanks for checking in. All right, here's my Barry Manilow. For years, I mean, I would be ridiculed, mocked, ostracized, made fun of, because I always loved Barry Manilow. I was not ashamed to say I love Barry Manilow. And because I was usually bigger than everybody else in school, and I was halfway decent in sports, I wasn't really bullied then. Now they bully everybody, but I wasn't really bullied as a kid. But I was not ashamed to say I loved Barry Manilow. And we're going back a number of years. And Barry Manilow was in town, and I said, we got to go see the Barry Manilow concert. And this woman I was dating at the time, who ended up being my double ex-fiance, which is a whole other story. So she was like, really? You want to go see Barry Manilow? I was like, yeah, we have to go see Barry Manilow. So we went to go see Barry Manilow. Front row. It wasn't front row, but I splurged for the really good seats. And he starts playing Mandy. Okay. Well, he comes out and he says, oh my goodness. He says, you know, back in the day, and you know, I was on the Mike Douglas show and we have a clip, and this big giant screen comes and it shows it's this giant screen, and he's in this pink sequenced outfit. And this purple and pink and sequence and the hair is out to here, and he starts playing Mandy on the Mike Douglas show. And he's getting into it, and he's really getting into it. And all of a sudden, the screen starts to rise up. And as the screen rises up, this piano pushes forward under the screen. And it's Barry Manilow on the piano doing a duet with Barry Manilow on the screen from the Mike Douglas show playing Mandy. It was so insanely fantastic. I know Barry's had some health issues here, and I don't know if he's still touring. I know he's trying to tour, and he's canceled a couple of venues. But if you ever get a chance to see Barry Manilow perform, I know he's, you know, getting up there in age, and his voice isn't what he is, but man, Barry Manilow in concert is fantastic. And you know what? Everybody loves Barry Manilow, but not everyone's man enough to admit they like Barry Manilow. But the truth is, everybody loves Barry Manilow. They just don't like to say it because they're afraid they might get made fun of. Me? I don't care. 1-844-2-McGraw, America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free
free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We need each other because every someone needs someone else.
We need each other because when we work together, we can do so much more.
We connect more children with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. And that's what Child Fund is all about.
Because when you make someone's world better, you make everyone's world better.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One. Now, a 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
What's happening in your world? Call 844-2-McGraw. and be a part of America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, from the text line in Kansas. Good evening, McGraw. We had lunch today at Duke Zebert's place. Today's special was baked pork chops and fried apples. Oh, how I wish that was so. From Michigan, a texter. Gil is a wonderful caller. We cherish him. Jimbo and Rich loved him, too. Maybe Larry did as well. How about this one from Illinois? Weaned off caffeine. I've been there. My doc said take the weekend and killer headaches. My doctor said don't go cold turkey. A little caffeine will stop the withdrawal symptoms and won't get you addicted. Let your brain be happy with a tiny amount of caffeine and you'll still conquer that addiction in due time. We need you pain-free so you can stay sweet, too, and so does your family. Stay the McGraw we are coming to love. Thank you very much from Illinois. And how about this from Lansing, Michigan? In all caps, I absolutely love the show and baseball. You're so refreshing, McGraw. Looking forward to every night. Carla in Lansing, thank you very much. We are done for the week. We're back next week with a whole host of shows. Thanks for everybody. The calls, the texts, the time, the conversation. It is truly a joy. Our executive director tonight is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. Embassy staff in Israel are being urged to quickly leave the country amid the threat of possible military action against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee encouraged embassy staffers to immediately book flights out of Israel and to make their way to Washington. He wrote in an email that outbound flights may or may not be available over the coming days. President Trump has threatened military action if Iran does not agree to a far-reaching deal on its nuclear program. Iran insists it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes and denies seeking a nuclear weapon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Scouting America is marching to the beat of a new Pentagon demand.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced that Scouting America will alter several policies at the urging of the Pentagon, including a requirement the members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity, while adding a military service merit badge and waiving registration fees for children of military personnel. The military has a long history of sponsoring scout troops and has maintained a strong relationship with the Eagle Scouts, whose members often enlist in the armed forces. Hegseth says the Pentagon will vigorously review the changes the organization has made in 6 months and will cease its support of Scouting America if it fails to comply. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks sank yesterday as Wall Street kept punishing companies that could become losers in the AI revolution. A surprisingly discouraging update on inflation also hurt the market yesterday, while oil prices climbed with worries about tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, the Dow dropping 1.1%, the NASDAQ composite fell 0.9%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market as investors sought safer places for their money. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Pakistan and Afghanistan have traded attacks in a small, dramatic escalation of tension between them. Pakistan's defense chief says the two neighbors are now at war.
Just after parts of Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia were bombed by Pakistani fighter jets, a social media post from Pakistan's defense minister Khwaja Asif declared open war with Afghanistan, saying our patience has reached its limit. He was referring to Pakistan's oft-repeated complaint that the Taliban in Afghanistan shelter militants who attack soldiers and civilians in Pakistan, an allegation the Taliban denies vehemently. The latest fighting has led to dozens of deaths on either side.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta. Athletes and college sports administrators continuing to end up in court less than a year after the House versus NCAA class action lawsuit was settled. Legal experts see no end in sight without federal legislation codifying the rules. Breaking news at townhall.com. Security in Europe is tight as Sweden intercepts a suspected Russian drone. More on the story from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
The French nuclear powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle is docked in the southern Swedish city of Malmo as part of regular NATO exercises. Security remains tight following the drone incident. The armed forces say a Swedish naval ship observed the suspected drone during a patrol in Orsund, the strait that divides Sweden from Denmark. Then countermeasures were taken to disrupt the drone and contact with it lost. The drone was situated around 6 miles from the Charles de Gaulle. Meanwhile, Sweden's defense minister has told public broadcaster SVT the suspected drone violation happened in connection with a Russian military ship being in Swedish territorial waters. I'm Charles Deledesma.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Your talk radio show.
country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The event center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
This show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
War wagons, three big black SUV vehicles that brought her to that Chappaqua Performing Arts Center because don't you know who she is? She's, she's the Haile Selassie of the Democrat Party in New York. And just amazing. She showed up by motorcade. She couldn't be more smug, couldn't be more arrogant. She really is the imperiousness of like a third world dictator's wife who will end up taking over the country when he dies by violent means. But the Clinton family, they're really something. So she was there, and she's, I don't know Jeffrey Epstein. Michael Piercy reminded me this morning. Hillary Clinton also claimed that she didn't know, never met James Comey, the FBI director. Him? I don't, who? What? Somebody should ask her if she's ever met Bill Clinton, because she's got, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, I never met Jeffrey Epstein. There's a fun soundbite that we're going to play for you. Hillary Clinton says, Ghislaine Maxwell, the pimp in charge of the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Hillary Clinton says Ghislaine Maxwell came to Chelsea Clinton's wedding as a plus one, and was not personally invited. Sorry, we're going to need to see the invitation list. But you may remember that when Hillary Clinton destroyed 33,000 emails, remember this? She had her team use bleach bit to destroy 33,000 emails, and they were under subpoena by the Congress at the time. But that's not a problem, because oongla boongla, we live in a third world country when the Democrats are in charge. They are the third world. The left is the third world. They bring the third world with them in a briefcase and open it up and let it loose on the world wherever they go. And the Democrats, they're the left, and that's what they've done. But Hillary Clinton, she says, I love this soundbite. Hillary Clinton says Ghislaine Maxwell came to Chelsea Clinton's wedding as she wasn't invited. She came as a plus one. There weren't that many people at the wedding. It was kind of a small scale, not a giant political wedding. And I wonder if Webb Hubble, well, he couldn't. But, Chelsea's dad, Chelsea's actual father, Webb Hubble, he couldn't make it, of course. But Hillary Clinton says Ghislaine Maxwell came as a plus one, plus one. But you remember her emails, 33,000 destroyed. And she said, it was mostly just about the wedding. And what else? Yoga. Is that what it was? Yoga and the way, because you can see what a yogi she is. She's more yogi bear than, not yoga master. And she said all of her 33,000 emails were mostly about yoga and about Chelsea's wedding. And now she says, Ghislaine Maxwell wasn't actually invited herself. She was just a plus one. Fortunately, all those emails have been pre-destroyed years ago because they knew this would come back to bite them. They're very sinister people. Evil, I think, might be a word that you use. And one of the things that she gave yesterday, here's a Hillary Clinton answer during the deposition yesterday at the Chappaqua, New York Performing Arts Center. You'll have to ask my husband. You'll have to ask my husband. Wait a minute. House Republicans say Hillary Clinton punted questions on Epstein. You'll have to ask my husband. And he's due to be deposed today in the same Performing Arts Center because it's all theater. And remarkably, you'll have to ask him. So they'll ask today, and he'll say it depends on what the meaning of the word husband is. Because, they're not really much of that whole marriage thing. It's different. It's a political relationship. And Bill Clinton to testify today in House Committee Epstein investigation in Chappaqua, New York, not on Capitol Hill in a hearing room or in a skiff or any place else, but at the Chappaqua, New York Performing Arts Center, apparently blocks from the Clinton's Chappaqua mansion, which is valued at many millions of dollars. Because they're regular people. They're simple people. You know how they are. So we've got that. And speaking of Epstein, the World Economic Forum. You know the World Economic Forum? It's people in the know. They just call it the WEF. And then they know. That's the Davos crowd. That's the Davos take over the world crowd and open borders and destroy America crowd. WEF, World Economic Forum president, whose name is Brende. Resigns. He's resigned from the World Economic Forum, from the Davos gang, following Epstein links. Epstein links, more Epstein links, and it's Borges Brende. And Borges Brende announced his resignation on Thursday after documents revealed his past contacts with Jeffrey Epstein. This guy is a frothy anti-Trump internationalist lefty and perfect Democrat, anti-American. And here he comes again, Borges Brende. Borges Brende of the World Economic Forum, he announced his resignation on Thursday because of Jeffrey Epstein ties. And then the Larry Summers, Lawrence Summers from Harvard University, had been the president, then demoted to professor at Harvard, and he stepped down. And another, a math professor, I need to catch up on him, at Harvard, was put on leave because of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. And we even have the law professor emeritus, Alan Dershowitz, who's tied to Jeffrey Epstein, Harvard University. Turns out that Harvard University gave Jeffrey Epstein an office on campus. Harvard gave Epstein an office on campus. He gave them $9 million. And they gave him an office on campus, gives him access to the pretty young things and to everything else that Democrats like to abuse. Isn't that remarkable? So we got that. And this kind of slipped by. I'm not sure I even got to it myself. A Department of Justice email that emerged just days ago. This is kind of crazy. Department of Justice email called Jeffrey Epstein's death a murder. Right there in the DOJ during the Biden debacle, they referred to Jeffrey Epstein's death as a murder in a Department of Justice email, a 2020 email. From a Justice Department attorney referenced an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's death as a murder. And that word is in quotation marks here. contradicting the official 2019 ruling of suicide. Also, I've got a soundbite for you today of Jeffrey Epstein's brother. Apparently, they weren't very close. They didn't speak for 7 years, something like that. But Jeffrey Epstein's brother wonders whether his brother's death, Jeffrey Epstein's death, was a murder also. Kind of interesting. And a headline from the left-wingers even back then. Epstein's brother told the FBI Jeffrey was ready to, quote, name names ahead of his death. Isn't that amazing? And this is a story from a couple of months ago from December. Jeffrey Epstein's brother told the FBI Jeffrey was ready to name names, and then he mysteriously died. And here's a picture of Hillary Clinton just outside of his jail cell, passing a noose through the bars there. That's Hillary Clinton, these people. Great stuff, I am telling you. And the Democrats were spying on the current FBI director and the current White House chief of staff before they were in government, because the left targets their political enemies for political destruction, for economic destruction. They try to imprison their political enemies because they're effectively the KGB in the 21st century in the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? And they're spying on Susie Wiles, now White House Chief of Staff. I've never met her, but she's supposed to be just great, wonderful, smart, makes things happen. And the now FBI Director, Kash Patel. So the FBI, they got subpoenas. I wonder if they went to the FISA court, which they lied to every time they went to the FISA court. They lied and lied and lied. Oh, yeah, Trump is a Russian asset. Give us warrants to spy on everybody around him. That's good stuff. But the FBI subpoena of phone records leaves Trump chief of staff in shock. Those are the words in quotation marks. Susie Wiles reportedly told Associates that she was shocked by the news. Well, let me say, Susie Wiles, I'm not shocked by the news that these fascists, who are, they call themselves liberals, they're the left, and the left is the most murderous death cult in history, of course. But White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles was reportedly in shock after hearing that the FBI under former President Joe Biden subpoenaed her phone records and more, and current FBI Director Kash Patel's phone records in 2022 and in 2023. Susie Wiles, who ran President Trump's 2024 campaign, reportedly told Associates, "I am in shock," Axios reported on Thursday. The Reuters news agency first disclosed the subpoenas, which were in good for them. Reuters actually broke a news story here. That's something to see. The subpoenas, which were issued during the Biden administration while Special Counsel Jack Smith was investigating Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He was challenging. He had questions he wanted answered. And the media refers to it as his efforts to overturn. How about Al Gore's efforts to overturn the 2000 election? And wasn't it the DNC chair and Virginia gubernator, of course, who Terry McAuliffe, who tried to overturn the 2024 election? The 2004 election. And these guys, they are the third world. They should speak in some ooga booga tongue, because these are not English language country practices. These are extraordinary. But Reuters first reported the story. The old Biden administration, the special counsel Jack Smith, classified documents, and at least 10 FBI agents or personnel have been fired in the last couple of days because of the hack third world job they did on the Mar-a-Lago raid, where they brought their own classified document cover sheets and laid them out on top of stacks of papers that they themselves put on the floor. Then they photographed those stacks of paper with classified document cover sheets. Then they released those photos to the left-wing Trump-hating news media at CNN and the New York Times and beyond. So isn't that amazing? These subpoenaed toll records include phone numbers, dates, times, the length of the call, but not the content of the conversations, Fox News is reporting. But I wouldn't bank on that, because these people lie all the time, and then they get caught, and they retreat one step, and they lie again, and they get caught again, then they take one step back, because they're pathological liars, you know. And the special counsel Smith eventually charged Trump in 2023 with multiple felony offenses related to alleged efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 election and his handling of documents. See, because the Democrats, they challenged the 2000 election, the 2004 election. They challenged the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton still says that she ran the best campaign, she was the best candidate, and she had the election stolen from her. That's the last time anybody asked her, that's what she said. So she's saying the election was stolen because she lost, because that's the kind of people they are.
You can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
And they cheer. Hello, woo! Yay, have the election stolen from you. You can even have the election stolen. And they, the Democrats, they cheer having the election stolen from you. Because they're like, yeah, IQ test. And say, we'll steal the next one. Like we stole the last one. Because, you know, Joe Biden got more votes in the presidential contest than any candidate in the history of the country. Oh, look what I did to the clock. All right, I got Hillary Clinton coming up. Because she's a gem. She's really something. There is only the fight when it comes to her. Also in Maryland. Here in Maryland, they passed legislation yesterday. They passed a big bill that I want to share with you. Isn't that amazing? Maryland. Was to approve a bill creating tools to challenge federal agents in Maryland. They want they're breaking away. They're going to create the Confederate States of America again, as they have in the past. And the Democrats running a convicted child sex abuser. They're running him for office in the Fresno City Council. He's on the sex registry, sex offender registry, and they're running him for. Also, what's going on in the Middle East? Mike Huckabee email. Ought to raise an eyebrow. I've got that coming up. And Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. You know, it's a plus one. Ghislaine Maxwell is just a plus one.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from IQBar. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at eatiqbar.com/policy/terms-of-service.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Now you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping, when you text RADIO to 64,000. Text RADIO to 64,000 to get your 20% off. That's RADIO to 64,000.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
As it should be noted that the Reuters news agency, who broke the story a couple of days ago that the FBI was spying on Kash Patel and now FBI director, and Susie Wiles, now White House chief of staff, they were spying on them and going to subpoena their phone records, their phone calls, the times, how long they're talking to. And on at a bare minimum, at least one occasion in 2023, the FBI recorded a phone call between Susie Wiles, now White House Chief of Staff. She was in the Trump campaign in a senior position at the time. And she was on the phone with her attorney, Susie Wiles, with her own attorney. And the FBI was recording the call, according to two FBI officials, the Reuters news agency reported. So they are, remember when Donald Trump said my phones are being tapped and they all threw Molotov cocktails at synagogues? And these people, they are the KGB. They're the left. They are the third world. Where do you hear Hillary Clinton from yesterday? And I've got one. She said that Ghislaine Maxwell was just a plus one at Chelsea's wedding.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the works of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody. But the first priority will be getting expeditiously out of country. Out of country. So Huckabee added that the decision to allow departures was made out of, quote, an abundance of caution. It's always made out of an abundance of caution. Isn't that true? We always have an abundance of caution. There is no need to panic. It's, as the Democrats say, it's never too early to panic. You know, if it's going to snow on Tuesday, start panicking now. But for those desiring to leave, it's important to make plans to depart sooner rather than later, Mike Huckabee said, the ambassador to embassy staff. Friday's email follows unsuccessful indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran in Geneva, Switzerland, on Thursday over Tehran's nuclear program, though additional discussions were set to take place next week in Vienna, Austria. Austria? No, I am Austrian. Iran is likely to launch ballistic missile attacks against Israel in retaliation for any U.S. strike on Iran. So we've got that going on in the Middle East, and that spices things up a bit, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So we've got that going on. Keep that tucked away in the back of your mind, because we do have an enormous force in the region. And there's a lot that could happen, and it could happen really quickly. If you haven't seen the movie Top Gun Maverick, it's all about striking Iran's nuclear program buried deep underground. It's very specifically about Iran, the whole movie. And, Top Fun flies out, Tom Cruise, he flies out of Iran in an F-14, which he used to fly, and he flew, Maverick flew in the first Top Gun movie. And Iran is about the only country in the world that still has an F-14 or two that is airworthy. Last time I looked, they were airworthy anyway, but so we got that. And it's a fun movie too, especially if you have a giant screen TV. That Top Gun Maverick, that's fun. My best girl and I went and saw it at the Udvar-Hazy Air and Space Museum Annex at Dulles Airport in the IMAX theater. The IMAX. It was a good place to see all those flying scenes. Good fun. Good fun. All right, now back to, because, you know, hey, war in the Middle East. President Trump, I don't know, this is a major can of worms. Iran is a can of worms that is unique in the world. And it's war when we don't really want war. We don't want to have nuclear weapons. And we'd like to see the regime topple. But I don't think you want to kill the Ayatollah. You kill the Ayatollah, it's, you know, to millions of fanatics, it's like killing the Pope. And he's not the Pope, of course. He's a terrorist. But it gets complicated very, very quickly. And a couple of few years ago now, in Iran, they asked everybody to raise their hand if they wanted to become suicide bombers. Hey, who wants to be a suicide bomber? And they're worse than the Democrats. I think the number was 78,000 young men came forward and said, oh, I want to be a suicide bomber because living in Iran right now really sucks. So I'll just go blow myself up and I'll get 72 raisins. Because you know how they love raisins. Those people, they love raisins. Yes, they do. That's good stuff. All right, we got Hillary Clinton, though. And Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, perhaps you've heard of her. She had this fake testimony yesterday, not on Capitol Hill. It was under oath, and it was in a performing arts center in Chappaqua, New York. Where else would you have it? And Bill Clinton is scheduled to go to the same place today and lie similarly, right? But I want to get to some of that Hillary Diane because she's really, really something. And she, oh, yeah, sure, Ghislaine Maxwell. Oh, I barely knew her. I invited her to my daughter Chelsea's wedding, but we just barely. And now she's in a penitentiary, so we pretend that we don't know her now that everybody else knows what she was doing all those years, just as Bill and Hillary knew that she was doing all those years. And Donald Trump's the one who called the cops and said, get that Ghislaine, she's evil. He called her evil to the police down in Florida when Jeffrey Epstein was arrested. And he knew that these people are awful people. And he got on the horn to the cops and said, these are the bad guys. And she, Ghislaine, she's bad, very, very bad. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. That's just crazy. And the Democrats, they just make stuff up all over the place. Ted Lieu, I saw, who was at Fox News last night. They were doing our show last night on Fox News. I saw they used the Ted Lieu soundbite that we played yesterday, which we should play it again. Let's play it again because that's completely nuts. And this is a congressman, a Democrat member of Congress, and it's an anonymous person who phoned in, said he was like an Uber driver, and somehow an Uber driver was driving Donald Trump, and somehow the Uber driver, who really hated Donald Trump and probably still does, said that he heard Donald Trump talking citizen Trump, not president or even politician Trump, in the back seat of his Uber car or whatever, and that he knew somehow that Donald Trump was talking to Jeffrey Epstein. Right? Now, how the driver knew that, nobody knows. And then a woman was shot in the head, and it couldn't have been suicide, but it has something to do with Trump. And here is Democrat Congressman Ted Lieu.
He drove Donald Trump around in a limo. He overheard what Donald Trump said to Jeffrey on his cell phone. He was Jeffrey. So angry, he was going to stop a limo and hurt Donald Trump.
He was so angry because he knew.
He met a girl who said she was raped by Donald Trump and
he
Jeffrey
met a girl,
Epstein.
An Uber driver.
She later had her head blown off.
Same
officers
girl.
At the scene said that could not have been suicide.
Trump killed her. Obviously Trump killed her. This is what the Democrats are going around saying. This is an anonymous, nameless Uber driver or limo driver who ages ago, years and years ago, the president's been in limousines with motorcades and armed people for more than a decade or whatever the number is now. And honestly, this is what Ted Lieu, a Democrat member of the House of Representatives, is saying in public. And then she had her head blown off. And the police on the scene said it couldn't have been a suicide. Really, was that the official ruling of the... And it's insinuating very directly that Donald Trump shot this woman in the head and killed her for some unexplained reason, or had somebody shoot her in the head and kill her for some unexplained reason. But there it is. They say this stuff, and then he said that Ted Lieu, that not only is he, but it gets even worse. Listen,
Donald Trump is in the Epstein files thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children.
children.
Of Donald Trump threatening to kill children.
Threatening to kill children. This is what a member of Congress, right? Ted Lieu was actually in the Waffen-SS in World War II and murdered millions of Jews. Oh, wait, we got to get to Hillary because it turns out that Jeffrey Epstein helped to save millions of lives. That's Hillary said yesterday that Jeffrey Epstein helped to save millions of lives. Now, this is what the Democrats are saying. So, yeah, this Fox News show last night, they played that, which we played yesterday. And then they used the New York Times headline that I talked about yesterday, too. And they it looked like they had been listening to my show. But let's go to the telephones now, Michael. Let's go to, we are at 888-630-9625. Membership in the Democrat Party is evidence on its face, prima facie evidence of mental illness. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Patricia, calling from Washington, D.C. Patricia, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, I'm so glad to get on. And there's new allegations from this woman in the 80s who was interviewed in 2019. She said in the 80s that Epstein and Trump assaulted her. But if you recall, in December of last year, 2025, they had the Washington Times and the Post. Both had articles about evidence that they had, the FBI had, in 2019 and 2020 that they said was false. And it's odd that this 2019 stuff that she was interviewed, they didn't mention that in the December articles. But to me, that's kind of odd. I don't believe any of it.
Well,
but they need to get Merrick Garland and ask him, what did he think of this? Because when they said they knew, well, he was FBI director. He knew this. What did he think of this? Because to me, a lot of the evidence that they talked about in this 2019 stuff, like a postcard sent 3 days after he died that was from him, that was sent from Virginia, and at 3 days after he died, plus they said it didn't even have his prison ID on it, and other phony stuff. Plus he was meeting with that Michael Wolff, who's a Trump hater, and they were trying to cook up evidence. Well, you probably know all this, but I don't believe any of it, especially after they made up that picture recently with those women.
Right. Yeah, six women that were at a Tropicana party at Mar-a-Lago, and President Trump was there, and the six women had been hired by Tropicana to wear Hawaiian leis around their neck and enjoy the party at Mar-a-Lago long before President Trump was in politics. And they asked him, when they saw Trump at Mar-a-Lago, they said, hey, would you take a picture with us? And he said, yeah, sure. And the women were contacted. They were all in their mid-20s. They said President Trump and Citizen Trump was a complete gentleman. And all of that is erased by the New York Times and CNN, Patricia.
Well, before I let you go, I just want to say, see, the Democrats, they don't care if this has been disproven as false. They want it released. They're going to use it because they're evil. They're filthy, dirty cheaters. Oh, that's all I can have to say. I just think they need to get Merrick Garland and see what he has to say. He may say, well, I can't neither prove nor disprove.
Uh-huh.
But still, it would be nice to know if they had a paper record of what he thought. Because he had to know about this 2019-2020 stuff. Well, I'll let you go.
Thank you're wonderful. Thank you. You laid it out beautifully, Patricia. Thank you very much. That's fun. And you're right to not believe them. You're right to not trust them. And yeah, right. The New York Times with the headline, Epstein files are missing records about woman who made claim against Trump. Documents, New York Times. Documents released by Justice Department briefly mention a woman's unverified accusation that Donald J. Trump assaulted her in the 1980s. That's money. All these, 1980s is, let's see, 1980 and then 1990 and then 2000, 45 years ago, and Donald Trump was a teenager. He wasn't quite a teenager, but honestly, and they, hey, a woman that claimed, Donald Trump assaulted me in the 1980s, and Jeffrey Epstein, when she was a minor, but several memos related to her account were not in the files Really, hey, New York Times, you go through 3 million pages of files today, or you just do a search for Trump's name and see what comes up. Our news media is the most corrupt institution in America. It's awful. All right, now let's get to speaking of the most corrupt institution in America. Let's go to Hillary Clinton, because she is right up there with the most corrupt institutions in America. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's go to soundbite number one, because she's out there. Oh, you know, I can't believe photograph after photograph of Hillary and Jeffrey Epstein haven't surfaced already since yesterday and over the course of years. You know, we got Bill Clinton pictures with Jeffrey Epstein all over the place, and then here he is. And these pictures, the way everything's put together, is potentially dishonest. But here's Bill Clinton in a hot tub. I have no doubt that he was in a hot tub at some point, sprawled out. And who are these very young-looking women? And is it Jeffrey Epstein's hot tub and all that? But here is Hillary Clinton. And she said, I've never been to his, you know, $48 million Manhattan mansion, and I've never been to his Palm Beach. She knows where all of his stuff is. Here's Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, never met the guy.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices. So it's on the record numerous times.
Numerous times. So she said it many times. Never met the guy. Never been to his numerous homes, his many homes. Never went to his island. Never went to his offices. She knows all about the... Oh, there's the island, and then, of course, his homes in New York and in Palm Beach and beyond. And then, you know, that what I was playing, you were flying. But this is, you may remember Hillary Clinton. She never met anybody, apparently. In 2018, when we were in the middle of Hillary Clinton destroying 33,000 emails that were all about Chelsea's wedding.
I've never spoken to him.
James
I've
Comey.
Never met him. I've never kissed him.
Why are they howling with laughter? I've never kissed James Comey. I've never met him. I've never met him. Really? Isn't that interesting? One of these sound bites made me laugh yesterday. Hillary Clinton, after the deposition at the Chappaqua Performing Arts Center. More hillbilly coming up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the heraldic eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40 and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
All right, Hillary Clinton coming up, and I've found out who the plus one is. I found out who was the plus one at Chelsea Clinton's wedding with Ghislaine Maxwell. I'll share that with you coming up. The breaking news inside scoop. Let's go to the phones in the meantime, Michael. Let's go to Nancy calling from beautiful St. Augustine Beach, Florida. Nancy, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you so much, and it is beautiful here today. Why was President Trump slammed, I think it was in 22 or 23, when Kanye West came to Mar-a-Lago and brought Nick Fuentes? President Trump didn't know Nick Fuentes was coming. He was slammed for that. But Hillary can say, yeah, she was just a plus one.
Well, that is a great point, Nancy, a wonderful point.
Thank you.
And why do you think that is? I bet you know.
Because if it were not the double standards, the left would have no standards at all. I can't remember who said that. But
see, I think you're onto something there. I think that's exactly right.
I think so.
you're absolutely right. From now on, when that comes up, the White House press secretary and the president himself should say, well, it's true, Nick Fuentes came to Mar-a-Lago at a very large gathering, and he's a bad person, but he was a plus one.
He was a plus one, and he was never charged with anything or associated with somebody who was charged with something horrible.
Exactly right. Nancy, great, wonderful call. Very glad you called in. That's great. I've got more Hillary Clinton coming up. She is an awful person.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.